Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The first baseman, Howard Fraga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ralph Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Keane. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vic Keane. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wally Kimmick. Batting second. The center fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The right fielder, Cy Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Russ Wrightstone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Henlein. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Clarence Huber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Couch. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Johnny Couch. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wrightstone scoops it up and throws to first, with Couch covering, for the out. Two outs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Kimmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimmick takes first base on ball four. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kimmick moves to second. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kimmick scores. Leach moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Phillies. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Phillies. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber strikes out. One out. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Couch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Couch strikes out. Two outs. Wally Kimmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimmick is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kimmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fraga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kimmick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kimmick misplays the ball. That's an error on Kimmich. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. John moves to second. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John scores. Michaels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Phillies. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Griffith moves to second. It's 6-2, Phillies. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kimmich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Griffith moves to third. Two outs. Vic Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Leach reaches second base with a double. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wrightstone hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henlein hits a pop-up towards third. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Adams reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote is hit by the pitch. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. Fragaugh takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to third. Heathcote moves to second. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Heathcote moves to third. Fragaugh moves to second. It's 6-3, Phillies. Ray Pierce now pitching. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Leach. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Heathcote scores. Fragaugh scores. John moves to third. It's 6-5, Phillies. Mandy Brooks pinch hits for Tommy Griffith. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kimmich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. John scores. One out. It's Cubs, 6, Phillies, 6. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kimmich fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kimmich. Michaels moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez pinch hits for Vic Keane. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Mandy Brooks now playing center field. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0 for 1 in the game. Huber hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Heine Sand now playing shortstop. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Huber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heathcott takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fraga strikes out. There goes Heathcott. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Leach throws the ball into Sand, who tags John trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heathcott scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Ralph Michaels now playing first base. Pinky Pittenger now playing third base. Rabbit Moranville now playing shortstop. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heathcott throws the ball into Moranville, who tags Leach trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sand moves to third. One out. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper is hit by the pitch. Russ Wrightstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrightstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wrightstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pittenger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Leach. Kaufman reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. Pittenger goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Cubs. Skinny O'Neill now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaufman scores. It's 10-6, Cubs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henlein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 0-for-2 in the game. Huber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Cubs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinny O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Freiberg moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Chicken Hawks now playing first base. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. John hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moranville moves to third. Clarence Mitchell now pitching. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand fields it and throws to second for the out. Moranville scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, Cubs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Leach hits a pop-up towards first. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Harper hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Harper reaches second base with a double. Chicken Hawks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hawks scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Henlein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Huber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Freiberg hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson now catching. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Huber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Brooks bunts for a single. John moves to second. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sand fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John scores. Brooks moves to third. It's 12-7, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. Pittenger moves to third. It's 13-7, Cubs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pittenger scores. Hartnett scores. Kaufman moves to second. It's 15-7, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kaufman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brooks. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Heine Sand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sand is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sand hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Cy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-10, Cubs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chicken Hawks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hawks hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Phillies 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Heathcott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heathcote moves to second. Ralph Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to third. John moves to second. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brooks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 19-10, Cubs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Pittenger hits a fly ball into center field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 19, and the Phillies 10. The Phillies will come to bat. Butch Weiss now playing right field. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Huber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Freiberg moves to second. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 19. And Philadelphia Phillies, 10. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.